If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello and welcome. It's our number 3 as we live the rough life on the original recipe. Maller podcast spinning around. And this hour, pro bouncy ball, the 76ers have a backup named Paul Reed. And he called the Knicks a, quote, easier, close quote, opponent. Is this a big deal, a little deal, or no deal? Also, Wemby, Victor Wembanyama, says other NBA stars have reached out wanting to join forces with him. Give me your reaction to that one. And Bronny James apparently was held back by USC, according to some NBA scouts. Does that pass the nose test? We'll get to all that and much more right now with a lot of barking. It's our number 3. And, might I add, the O.J. Simpson radio roast. Here it is, hour 3. It is a case of hoops hysteria. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Alongside, as we split the difference coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and mischievously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the machine, the audio vending machine of hot takes. You put a couple of quarters in there, a couple shekels, and you are guaranteed to get at least one or two hot takes. It's a guarantee. It's going to happen. And 100%. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be as we topple down another hour. By the way, Donkey Sausage, very impressed with that 10,000 number. He thinks that's pretty cool. Says that's a lot. So Hoops Hysteria, our lead coming from the NBA postseason, begins this weekend. And dateline on this, Philadelphia, after beating the Miami basketball team in the playing game, the Philadelphia basketball team is set to play the Knickerbockers in the first round of the playoffs. These teams haven't met in the postseason since back in the 1980s. Holy crap! 1989, last time these teams met. Charles Barkley was a beloved round mound rebound, and that was long ago before he became the TNT broadcaster, of course. But he's playing for the Sixers at the time, so we did not anticipate talking about this because there's some play-in games, but who cares about those? We did not anticipate talking about this particular matchup, but thanks to a backup with Loose Lips, and we know Loose Lips might sink ships, but they certainly help talk radio. Here we are. So if you've not solved the riddle yet, let me help you out. There's a player by the name of Paul Reed. You probably don't know who that is, but Paul Reed is a backup center on the Sixers, and he lobbed a verbal hand grenade the direction of Gotham. He was asked on a fledgling podcast whether or not the Sixers wanted to avoid playing the top-seeded Boston Celtics in the first round of the playoffs. By winning the play-in game, they match up with the Knicks and they avoid Boston. He said, quote, "Oh man, I feel like we ain't ducking no smoke, but yeah." I like that quote. "We ain't ducking no smoke." But he said, "Yeah, we wanted the Knicks matchup, of course. That's the easier team." Now, the reaction to this, what do you think the reaction has been to this? You want to, yeah, that's right. OMG. Pearl clutching. Aunt Pearl. Oh! Those comments led to hyperventilating. You said the thing you can't say at the time you can't say it. So let us discuss the question. Is 76ers center Paul Reed, the calling of the Knicks, an easier opponent, a big deal, a little deal, or no deal? So I've got polygraph, Star Trek, and mouthpiece. And we'll combine all these things together, and we are going to make the last hurdle that we will jump over in this steeplechase. So first of all, this one is firmly in the no deal category. Not little deal, not certainly not a big deal. It's a no deal. And for those that are nervous and they're like, "I can't believe it." I'd like to think there's not many of those people left, but based on the comments, there are a lot of people. I call these people scarecrows. If I only had a brain, if I only had a brain. My goodness, right? This is why we can't have nice things, and this is why our athletes have been programmed to speak in word salads, salad of cliches, buzzwords, and not croutons on top, catchphrases. So I would put Paul Reed's take in the Mallor polygraph test. I've done that, and it spit back no lies detected on the polygraph. And the reason that came back that way is because what this guy said, logical, the L word, logical. Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics are the NBA's betting favorites. They were 14 games better during the regular season, if that matters, but 14 games better than the Knickerbockers. The Knicks, also one of their top players, ain't playing in the playoffs. He gone, so it's the Jalen Brunson show and some other random hoi polloi will try to take down Philadelphia. And the bulletin board material thing, if you're new to the show, I don't drink that Kool-Aid. I don't eat that steak. This is fertilizer. Now, I realize that I'm really punching myself right in the nose. I'm boom, right in the nose. Because it's good for the media business. It's good for talk shows, podcasts. It's good for the media business. "I can't believe he said that. Oh, my God." But in terms of actual wins and losses, it's pointless. And I'll tell you why it's pointless. Because Philadelphia, should they beat the Knicks, and Joel Embiid plays well, whatever, they win the series, it won't be brought up. But if the Knickerbockers win, then it'll be, "Well, they won because of this guy nobody had ever heard of saying what he said." These people are detached from reality. It's after the fact, adding on another layer to the story. Now, secondly, we go to the Alamo, where San Antonio plays pro basketball, and the rookie sensation from the European nation, Victor Wembanyama, suggested this week that some players, he didn't name names, but some players have reached out to him and expressed interest in joining forces. Wemby says other NBA stars have contacted him about getting together. Give me your reaction to this one. All right, so my reaction is that NBA players, the default setting for NBA players is to follow what I call the Star Trek approach. They're all cut out of the same mold. All right, the same mold here. They want to go to strange new worlds, but they want to go there on the back of stars. They want to ride the coattails of stars. Resistance is futile. Hoopsters have already been trying to become space explorers with Wemby. They're looking to form Voltron and put a super team together. Now, I question whether or not they would like to do this in San Antonio. The Spurs had the NBA's second worst record. Greg Popovich is older than dirt. San Antonio, it's not Salt Lake, but it's not exactly exotic in San Antonio. Ask Charles Barkley what he thinks of San Antonio. There's a better chance that Wemby gets recruited out of the Alamo and goes to a different team. Now, wait, there's more. Now, Wembanyama also was very braggadocious. He said that he is, quote, immune to all the bad things. You know, these are my words, the things that NBA players get in trouble for. Quote continues. He said, like distractions, like partying, alcohol, drugs. The Parisian prodigy said that he would never do that. He said, why would I ever do that? He said, I don't have nothing to compensate for. I don't think that's proper English, but he's from France. Because I choose to face everything that we have inside of us. That's the quote. So my advice is to clip and save. Because it's impossible to miss all three of those things. Like the drugs, the alcohol, the partying. Like it's very difficult in that world, in that ecosystem, to avoid all that, right? And remember, I'll give you an example. I was doing my website, and there was a young high school player out of Georgia named Dwight Howard. And Dwight Howard, I don't know if you remember this, but he, when he's coming out of high school, and he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, he wanted the NBA to put a cross on their logo, on the logo. And Dwight's now played a full career. He's not playing anymore. He ended up getting a cross, but it was cross-dressing. And it's fine, right? It's not, you know, who am I to judge? I think him and Kitty in his NBA career. So people do change. They evolve. Whatever floats your boat. And so he went from wanting a cross on the logo to going with the cross-dressing. Oscar De La Hoya approves of that message. All right, final thought. So to LeBron's lair we go. Am I going to talk about the Nuggets and Lakers? No. But I was reading a claim that an NBA scout or multiple NBA scouts think that Bronny James, the spawn of Bron, Bronny James was playing out of position at USC, that the coaching staff, Andy Enfield, sandbagged Bronny James. And the reason Bronny James played like ass is because of the coach, and it's not his fault. The very rotund Brian Windhorst said he spoke to NBA scouts, and they felt that the University of Southern California did essentially Bronny James dirty by playing him as a wing instead of a point guard. I guess he didn't have a wing or a prayer. So Bronny James, according to the story, held back by USC, according to NBA scouts, I say that in air quotes, does this pass the nose test? I'm sniffing. No way, Jose. And my name is not Jose. This report came from, let me guess here. I'm going to go with LeBron's mouthpiece. It came from LeBron's mouthpiece. And what do I know? I just did the overnight show. But I do know from what I've heard anyway, LeBron James and his camp, his posse, have many useful idiots in the media. Toadies that will repeat whatever they are told, like good little robots. It's propaganda. And it's annoying, too. It's coddling. I get it. It's LeBron's kid. You got to look out for your kid. But this is just reeks of nonsense, right? Coddling the king's kid and it's designed to avoid accountability. How about the fact that Bronny James was given an opportunity to play? And I know he had some health stuff, but he played, and he didn't play well. The time he got on the court, he didn't play well. But no, it's not his fault. No. And then there's the whataboutism. What about this? What about that? What about that? Just annoying. It's unbecoming. That's the way I was. Unbecoming is the way I would describe it. It is the Ben Maller Show. That's what this is. I got a somewhat big hour. Lame jokes of the week coming up a little bit later this hour. Those are jokes sent in by actual listeners to the show. We did not have lame jokes last week because I was elsewhere. So the jokes will return. I know. That's very exciting that we're going to have the lame jokes. Calm down. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. And here's the Maller Riddle of the Day. A little serendipity on this. We were talking about this cat earlier. Unless we were not, we were. The Utah Jazz and the NHL team to be named later owner in Salt Lake, Ryan Smith, is believed to be the only NBA owner who can blank. Again, Utah Jazz owner, Ryan Smith, believed to be the only NBA owner who can blank. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. If you want to answer, go on X at Ben Maller. We'll get to the answer, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results and tire ratings and consumer reviews, And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our technical producer. She plays all the music and most funny sound bites on The Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena, and she's at FSR Tech Queen.
Yes, Queen.
And live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Eddie, I've made an editorial decision that I would like to announce to the class.
What is that?
We're going to do the lame jokes, and I wasn't here last week, so we will have the O.J. Simpson roast.
We are going to
roast O.J. Simpson. it is going to happen, so... very, very exciting.
Yeah.
Many people excited about this. So the O.J. Simpson roast will be coming up in about 10 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Very nice.
So,
now, Ben, you're not in studio with us today. You're at the Maller Mansion.
Well, I'm in a studio.
Center.
I'm just down the hall, and then you know, you got to walk a little bit. And then,
Mansion, huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maller Mansion. Let me tell you something. Oh, yeah. God,
Maller Broadcast like, Studio.
That's right, the home studio. The Maller Home Studio, yeah.
So you're not here to know what's going on behind the scenes, but I am being hailed as a hero by our tech queen, Lorena. She had a lot of stuff apparently she was carrying into the studio when she got here. And apparently she mistakenly dropped her Bucky blanket.
Oh, no.
No, it's my Boosie blanket.
Boosie blanket. So when I pulled into the garage, I saw it laying in the parking structure. Just
no.
It was all by itself.
A lonesome blanket.
I was like Rick Monday sprinting to save the American flag.
Setting.
I know. Saving the American flag. I grabbed up the blanket before any of the homeless folks that are hanging out around here could get it. And I was able to reunite that gorgeous blanket with Lorena. And she was forever grateful. And she has now forgiven me for eating her potato ball on the first night that she worked on the show.
Is this true, Lorena? Can you confirm?
We've made peace.
It is so true. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It was a beautiful story. I cannot lie to you. I was in the kitchen. You know, I brought stuff for the girls' bathroom today, so my hands were super full.
Yes. I've been told, Eddie, that Lorena has put a little razzmatazz in the ladies' room, which we are not allowed in anymore, unless you might start identifying as a woman, Eddie, to get in there. That might happen.
Can I just identify for a few minutes so I can check it out?
I will let you go inside and look.
All right. Might have to check it out.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But back to the story. When Eddie walked in with the Boosie blanket, I was looking at him like, did someone send you one too? Like, why do we have matching blankets right now? Looked at me. He's like, no. And I was like, oh my God, I dropped my blanket.
Oh, you didn't notice.
I didn't notice. There's no way. But it's, yeah, I had a lot, like I said.
I think for a second, she even might have contemplated giving me a hug.
It was a moment.
Yeah, there was a moment there, and she's like, no, it's not that big of a deal.
So, Eddie, you know what we have to do now is we have to doll up the men's room. You know, you gotta make it
well,
look good.
Well, some would say we do decorate it, Ben.
Ew.
It's got a kind of a yellow tint to it, but yeah, I mean, I think we could you know, make it a little better there. And, you know,
what should we put in the men's room there to make it more manly?
Yeah, a great idea. Barber's chair would be good there. What's very masculine? How about we put some tires in there from TireRack.com? How about that, you know?
All right.
That's masculine. Yeah. Tire smell.
That Let's would get be a shoe shine.
Cool. Oh, shoe shine station. Nothing more masculine than having your shoes shined.
Do you think they would give us people who stand in there and, like, hand us towels when we're done?
Yeah, how about the... Oh, I hate
bathroom
that.
Maybe we could have some Maller Militia Starburst. People volunteer to do that.
Yeah, with
oh
candy.
Oh, my God, that'd be so fun.
That is... I hate when I go to restaurants that have the bathroom attendant. It's so annoying. Because then I got to tip the guy. And then
to tip the guy.
Yeah, you do. You feel like a total dick if you don't tip the guy. And so you got to tip the guy. And then you don't know how much to tip the guy. And then if you don't tip him enough, he kind of gives you the look. Like, oh, you didn't, you know, you're a tightwad. You know, it's like, I hate it. I don't want the pressure. I just want to go to the bathroom and wash my hands. And I'm a middle-aged man. I know how to wash my hands. I know how to get the soap. I know how to wash. I even know how to dry them. I know how to do
just
all those things.
Because you know how to do it doesn't mean you do.
Oh, are you saying that?
But you
I'm
don't have to reach for the paper towels. He will get them for you.
Yes.
Well, that would be a great weight lifted off of the, all the work
I must pay off the Mallard riddle.
Oh,
if I do not pay off the Mallard riddle, the sky will be raining down sulfur. So here's the Mallard riddle of the day. Utah Jazz boss Ryan Smith is believed to be the only NBA owner who can blank. Just like Frank says, the only NBA owner who can juggle chainsaws. That's pretty cool. Who else do we have? Page down. The only one that can recite the Mallard Militia Oath from memory. From Kyle. Nick in Wisconsin said the only owner that can tie his own shoes, that can do the Macarena. Our buddy the Cape Cod Paperboy is back hanging out on the Cape. Who else do we have here? Understand what Jed Who Fled says from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Mark says smell his own farts. Who else? Page down. The only one that can outdo Blair at his specialty from Rob in Minnesota. Who else do we have? Pat his head and rub his belly at the same time from the King Rory. Page down. Alf, the alien opiner, says the Jazz owner, the only owner that has the same superpower as you. He can hear the smell of Lorena's food. Thank you for that, Chip. Thanks. Good listening by you. Donkey Sausage says, break weed man out of jail. Break weed man out of jail. Mr. Nice Guy says, get the old Woody without Viagra. Wow. Who else do we have? Page down. Can twerk like Lizzo from Art Puffin. Sell beer to Mormons from the late night drug test. That is true. They have to sell beer at the Jazz games, right? Yeah. Not on Sunday, though. I don't think they do that on Sunday. J-Dot, who lives in Utah, says Ryan Smith is the only owner who believes he can legalize marijuana in Utah. Yeah, good luck on that. Fergdog says who can make it halfway through the movie Failure to Launch. You have some very odd perspectives. That's what I love about you, Fergie. Yeah, that's why you're a friend of the show.
Was Terry Bradshaw in that movie?
Matthew McConaughey, Sarah Jessica Parker. Was Bradshaw? I don't know.
Thought he played his dad, maybe.
Andy from Lionel Lake says the only NBA owner that can juggle five wives and five starters. Wow. All right. That's probably enough. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
He's the only NBA owner that can do the gritty.
Do the gritty. I love the gritty. I'm good at the gritty, but that's incorrect, Eddie.
Wrong!
The correct answer, Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Jazz and the soon-to-be-named Salt Lake, Utah NHL team, is believed to be...
A little quick on the trigger there, Lorena.
Lorena, calm down. Okay, it's going to be okay. I'm going to give the answer. I promise I will give the answer. Utah Jazz boss Ryan Smith is believed to be the only NBA owner who can dunk a basketball. He can dunk a basketball. That's according to Sportico, Eddie. Sportico says that he can dunk a... You don't believe it?
I do not.
Why do you not believe? You think Jerry Reinsdorf can dunk a basketball or James Dolan?
No, I don't think any of them can.
Or Wick?
None. Grossbeck, zero.
The Celtics owner or
I'm looking
Dan
at
Gilbert?
Looking at his bio, it has nothing. It doesn't list anything as far as his athletic ability.
I got this from Sportico. That's a business website, Sportico. And that's what they are reporting.
If anyone would know he could dunk, it's them.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now, my guy, Ballmer, I bet you Ballmer could dunk.
Oh, God. He could not chew gum and dribble a basketball all the same time.
Don't be ripping him.
He is such a spaz.
Dump that, Lorena. That's blasphemy. That's absolute blasphemy.
I can't find the dump button, Ben.
You think that Vivek guy that owns the Kings can dunk? I say no. I don't believe he can dunk at all. How about that weasel Clay Bennett, the oil guy that owns the Thunder? I think that's all. Glenn Taylor, I can name him. He still owns the Timberwolves. I think that's all the owners in the NBA I can name. Let's go to the phones. Hollering James is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Hollering James.
I think he's gone.
right. Is he gone?
Unless he's this line that called back. Hold on.
Let me see. Hold on a sec. Let's see if James is here. He was on hold a while ago. And normally he doesn't hang up. He just falls asleep.
No, he's gone.
All right, he's gone. Okay, he's gone.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back to that Rangers-Tigers game, as you like to say, Ben, the spawn of a former major leaguer making his big league debut, the highly anticipated big league debut of Jake Leiter, the son of former Mets pitcher Al Leiter.
Yeah.
Started
I saw.
Game.
I think Al Leiter was on the 97 Marlins when I covered that, and they won the World Series.
Very nice. Yeah. He started for the Texas Rangers. Unfortunately for Jake, it did not go well. He gave up 7 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings.
The guy's a bum, Eddie.
But,
the guy's a bum.
Did not take the loss because the Rangers were able to rally, put 9 runs on the board in that 9-7 win over the Motor City Kitties.
He said after the game he thought it was like an all-encompassing type of song.
That's right.
What he said after the
game. That's
right. That is so good. Yeah, Al Leiter on the 97 Marlins. Did not pitch well that year, but he was on the team when they won the championship. And I remember the people of Miami celebrating. They actually had fans.
Jim Leland, the manager.
Yeah. I remember Dutch Dalton, Darren Dalton, was in. He was crying, hugging the trophy. Bobby Bonilla was on the Marlins. I mean,
Pudge Rodriguez catching? Or was it Charles Johnson?
I believe Charles Johnson was the... Well, we're doing 97 Marlins now. We've reached the Ben Maller show has reached
Edgar Renteria.
Yes, he had the big hit. He had the big hit that sent Craig Counsell home, who's now the manager of the Cubs, that won Game 7, went extra innings. I was standing outside the Cleveland Indians locker room because it looked like the Indians were going to win. And then, at the very end, Jose Mesa blew it. He blew the save. And they had to rip all the plastic out of the Cleveland Indians locker room.
It was so bad, they had to change the name of the team.
Yeah, they changed the name. And Omar Vizquel hates Jose Mesa to this day for blowing that save. But enough of that. It is the Ben Maller Show. We got the O.J. roast, Eddie. The O.J. roast.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Hit that button there. There we go.
Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
Jokes.
By request, Eddie, by request, the O.J. Simpson radio roast.
Oh, wow, I'm excited.
We squeezed the juice, Eddie. He can't sue us. He's dead. All right, here we go. Kurt from Earth sent this one in. Apparently, O.J. Simpson's burial got canceled, Eddie.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I guess the coffin didn't fit. Did you hear that OJ's dream was to be a divorce attorney?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it turns out he never actually achieved the dream, but he sure took a stab at it, Eddie. He really did. That's just like Frank. Thank you, Frank. Did you know that OJ and Bill Cosby shared a cell in prison for over 2 years?
No.
Yeah, they both slept with one eye open. It was wild. Surfer Todd, the comedian. We love Todd. Why was Lizzo sad when she heard that OJ Simpson died?
I don't know. Why would she care?
Yeah, she said the juice expired, and she loves juice, and very upset. That's Tony in the Bay. Why do the Maller Militia think OJ is in a better place?
I don't know why.
Because he no longer will be able to hear Poppy's phone calls to the show.
That's a good point, actually.
Tony sent that one in also. What do you call Hayes in Minnesota, so scratch off, and OJ Simpson?
I don't know. What do you call him?
Only two killers left. Wow. That's not who goofed? I've got to know. When O.J. Simpson was in jail, how did Marcel accidentally support the release of O.J.?
How?
He stood next to a sign that said, "Free juice." All right, that's Tony. Did you know that O.J. Simpson was a fan of the game shows here on the Maller Show?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he loved all the backstabbing that goes on the game shows there. He could relate to it. That's Tony from the Bay again. Why did O.J. Simpson really die?
Why?
Well, he because, Eddie, the real killer is still out there. That's why. That's from the disposable horse napkins. What do you call O.J.'s casket?
His casket.
No, a juice box. That's disposable horse napkins. Sent that one in. You know, O.J. Simpson can finally rest in peace, Eddie.
Well, yeah.
Well, he now knows that his wife's killer is finally dead. So rest in peace. That's disposable horse napkins again. How guilty, Eddie, was O.J. Simpson?
Extraordinarily guilty.
He was so guilty that even Inca Terror picked him out of a lineup. That's Tony in the Bay. All right, let's do one more O.J. joke. I don't want to do too many. One more O.J. joke. Here's one more, Eddie. I got to get to the Lizzo jokes. One more O.J. joke.
I do have O.J.
Okay, here we go. Did you hear that when O.J. passed away, his remains were cremated and made into a powder?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so now he goes by his new nickname, Tang. Eddie, Tang is his name. Very morbid joke. Milkman Mike in Colorado. All right, thanks to all of the OJ joke writers. A lot of them from our friend Tony in the Bay, but a bunch of other people. And I didn't want to do, you know, two segments of that. So we will have, we've got the Lizzo joke, some other random jokes as well. As we will roll on, it is Lame Jokes of the Week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners. Now, if you want to send jokes in, let me remind you here. The way you do this. Okay, you just email them in, benmallershow@gmail.com. Put jokes in the headline, And then usually at the end of the week, right before the show, we start putting the jokes together. So send them in. And it helps us. We do Q&A jokes. That's really the only jokes that work. The format of the show. We've tried other jokes. It's hard to do other jokes. So Q&A jokes, question and answer. And then if you write them, it really helps us out if you put your name right under the answer. So that way we know who wrote the joke. If you want credit, if you don't want credit, don't put your name there after the punchline. Okay, so a lot of people send jokes in. They don't put their name there and all that. But we will have the continuation. It's benmallershow@gmail.com. benmallershow@gmail.com if you want to send jokes in. Straight ahead, more. The comedy store, the comedy club, chuckles, whatever you want to call it. It continues. We'll get to more of Big Ben's lame jokes of the week, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Step into a world of imagination. The Ben Maller Show has no marketing budget. We need your assistance in growing the congregation of the Maller Militia. How do you do it? Tag Maller-related content on all social media networks. You're the missing jigsaw puzzle piece to unlock the Ben Maller Show to new compatriots. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
All right, here we go. Big Ben's lame jokes continues. We had the OJ roast, and now we move on. What was Lizzo's favorite burger joint? What's her favorite burger joint there in Utah?
I don't know.
Five Wives. She's a big fan. Gordon in Tacoma. Did you hear that Lizzo got a new gig, Eddie?
Oh, yeah? What's up?
Yeah, she's a runway model for TireRack.com. If she wears a bikini, it looks like a stack of Michelins. That's Dan in Mallertown, PA. Why is Lizzo asking Jonte Porter for gambling advice?
Why?
He knows how to cover the spread, Eddie. That's Eric in Kansas, so thank you for that, Eric. What does Monday night's Maller show have in common with Lizzo after breakfast?
I don't know. What do they have in common?
That is five dumps in 4 hours, Eddie.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
There we go. That's George in Uvalde, Texas. Why does Lizzo feel that Shohei Ohtani is her kindred spirit?
I don't know why.
It just so happens that $16 million is what she spends on takeout each year. So they have that account. That's Hillbilly Mike. Thank you, Hillbilly. Noah in Austin says, where do you go to see exclusive Lizzo content?
I don't know where.
Well, not OnlyFans, OnlyFats. It's a spinoff. They have it there, OnlyFats. Why has Lizzo had to change what she wears to the beach?
I don't know why.
Well, she will never be caught in fishnets again because of it. That's a Surfer Todd, the comedian. What is Lizzo going to do now that she has retired from show business?
I don't know. What is she going to do?
Yeah, she's just going to hang out, Eddie. She's going to hang out. That's from our buddy Chip in Maine, great joke writer, and also sent a bunch of great cookies this week. What's black and white and red all over?
I don't know. What is it?
Lizzo and Robbie the Mariner fan hanging out together. That's Eat in Roseville, Minnesota. Did you hear about Weedman Hippie and Lizzo parachuting out of a plane?
I definitely did not hear about that.
Yeah, it was big news this week. Lizzo hit the ground and Weedman landed on her so hard he bounced right back up in the plane. It was like a circus show. They were perfect. That is from our friend Dunk. Dunk is in Snake Road. He says he lives in Snake Road in the Shawnee National Forest, and he listens to us on a station out of West Frankfort, Illinois, 95.5. And he says he listens at night. He can't sleep. He's got a few issues there, and so he likes to hear the show. So thank you, Dunk. What is the ratio of marijuana shortening?
I don't know.
One part Lizzo, two parts Weed Man. That's from Arturo, who sent that one in. Did you hear that Lizzo has a zoo in her pantry?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, it's full of goldfish, crackers, Teddy Grahams, and zebra cakes. So she got all that. So, Eric again. Who's Lizzo's favorite former coach, Eddie?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't know.
Tubby Smith. It's Eric in Kansas. Here's a two-for-one special. Did you hear about restaurants having a new burger?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's called the Lizzo Burger. All fat and no real meat. There's that. Now, they also, Eddie, they have a Weed Man Burger.
Oh, yeah? What's in that?
Yeah, it's all grass rolled up and put in a wrap. right there. That's Dunk from, again, Snake Road in the Shawnee National Forest there in Illinois, which is 200 miles from Nashville, about 200 miles from Memphis, and 100 and something miles from St. Louis. All right, first there was Batman versus Superman, then Godzilla versus Kong. Now there's a new movie coming out with a battle of two icons.
Oh, really? Who's battling?
Lizzo versus Colin is the movie. That's Milkman Mike in Colorado. Now, the thing that amazes me is Weed Man's been in jail for almost 2 months now. And we're still getting endless Weed Man jokes. So why or how? How does Weed Man get around Miami?
I don't know how.
In a cannabis, Eddie. In a cannabis. That's from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Why hasn't Weed Man been released from jail yet?
I don't know. Why not?
Well, his public defender says he's refused to sign the work release program. He will not. He says no work. So, yeah, that's it.
Sounds right.
Yeah, that's Kip in Maine. Why can't the other homeless people stand Weed Man? They can't stand Weed Man. Why not?
I don't know why.
Well, because he walks around like he doesn't own the place. They're very upset. It's Noah in Austin. Now that Weed Man is getting 3 square meals a day, how is he like Lizzo?
I don't know. How is he like Lizzo?
Weed Man's a little hippie. A little hippie. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. How has being incarcerated actually helped Weed Man's golf game, Eddie?
His golf game? I don't know. How?
Yeah. Well, he has plenty of time to work on his shank, Eddie, on the golf course there. If you know what I mean. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. What did Marcel say when he found out Lorraine got the wrong food order delivered?
I don't know. What did Marcel say?
Marcel said, "Let's play food picks," is what he said. And that's from Eric in Kansas. Yeah, did you hear about the pair of shoes that Jed who fled bought from the drug dealer?
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, Jed's not sure what they were laced with, but he's been tripping all day. He's really been tripping. That's from Average Joe. Average Joe in Minnesota. What did Jontay Porter say when his friends told him he'd be permanently banned from the NBA? What did he say, Eddie?
Want to bet?
That's right. You've heard that joke. That's Eric and Kansas. All right, last one, Eddie. Did you hear that Wander Franco has started a GoFundMe account to pay his legal expenses?
No, I did not hear about that.
Yeah, the good news, any money that is left over, Eddie, will go to the foundation Toys for Tots, Eddie. Toys for Tots. So there you go. That's Kip in Maine. I cleaned that last part up. It was a little worse than that. But anyway, thank you, Chip, Eric, Tony, all you guys, all you joke writers. Lame jokes of the week!
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.